This morning, we're going to welcome Ralph and a bunch of handsome guys that are going to share the Word of God and share their testimonies. And so let's put our most loving hands together for Ralph and the Teen Challenge crew this morning.
Thank you, Tim, for having us here today. It's always a joy to visit new churches and just feel the warmth and loving kindness that comes from that. I have a group of men here today with me that have been changed by the power of Jesus Christ, and we are going to share some stories and songs. Stories and songs and testimonies to help lift your day up. I'm going to start with just a couple of announcements. We'll move to a video afterwards. That tells us a little bit about the program, and then the guys will come up. So we have a table at the front entrance, and I think it'll move to another room during the potluck. And we'll go and talk with the guys. There's some cards to fill out, and if you know somebody who is struggling, we have little touch cards, we call them, with information on how they can get a hold of us and find a way out of addiction. We also have a spring gala coming up here on June 8th. If you guys want to have a night of fun and good food and more testimonies, and these guys are practicing on a song to sing for you, yeah, it'd be them and 20 other guys. And Ben, over there in the end, he talked to Tux Place into getting them all to Tuxes, so they're going to look sharp. And it's going to be a fun night. So if you'd like to attend that, let me know, okay? Okay, we'll start with a video on our program. And we'll move from there.
If it was a country, it would be the fourth largest nation on earth. 270 million people are currently in bondage to some form of addiction. The devastating effects are destroying countless lives and families.
The Hope Northwest Family of Ministries answers the needs of our communities with the hope of freedom found in Jesus Christ. We have a vision to put hope within reach of every addict in the Northwest. Pacific Northwest Adult and Teen Challenge began providing recovery services in 1983 and now serves Oregon, Washington, Idaho, Montana, and Alaska. When students enroll in our residential program, they put their life on hold, take a detour from their old way of living, and invest a year into learning what it means to have hope and freedom.
You know, I look forward to the future. I have hope for the first time.
Studied the Bible. I learned what grace was. I rebuilt a relationship with my family, and it really opened the door to restoration and getting my children back.
TC Resale and Donation Thrift Stores provide an environment for Adult and Teen Challenge students to learn valuable skills and contribute towards their own recovery. Our stores provide roughly half of the funding that sustains our programs, and they offer quality used clothing, furniture, and household goods in a friendly environment.
I know how important this thrift store is for the ministry and for the program, for these young men and for the young women involved in the program. But this is overall the best job I've ever had the privilege of working, because it's not a job to me.
Our staff and students deliver hope beyond the walls of our residential programs by partnering with schools, jails, churches, and organizations that bring a message of hope to those living in the margins. Life Renewal offers outpatient treatment by certified alcohol and drug counselors to offer fresh perspective to address the underlying causes of life-controlling issues.
We can sort of take back the power from those things that have maybe held us up in the past, that we haven't been comfortable talking about and maybe haven't explored a whole lot of, in order to just learn and grow from that.
We also partner with Teen Challenge Ministries across the globe by sending teams to serve and train, as well as raise money through our thrift store donation jars. We need your help to put hope within reach. You can be a part of the solution by donating your time, talent, and resources and participating in our events. If you know someone who needs hope and freedom, please give us a call. Together, we can put hope within reach.
A Minneapolis couple decided to go to Florida to thaw out for the winter. They planned to stay at the same hotel where they spent their honeymoon 20 years earlier. Because of the hectic schedules, it was difficult to coordinate their travel schedules. So the husband left Minnesota and flew to Florida on Thursday, with his wife flying down the next day. The husband checked into the hotel. There was a computer in his room, so he decided to send an email to his wife. However, he accidentally left out one letter in the email address, and without realizing his error, he sent the email. Meanwhile, somewhere in Houston, a widow had just returned home from her husband's funeral. He was a minister who was called home to glory following a heart attack. The widow decided to check her email, expecting messages from relatives and friends. And after reading the first message, she screamed and fainted. The widow's son rushed into the room, found his mother on the floor, and saw the computer screen, which read, "To my loving wife, subject, I've arrived. I know you're surprised to hear from me," the email reads. "They have computers here now, and you're allowed to send emails to your loved ones. I've just arrived and have been checked in. I've seen that everything has been prepared for your arrival tomorrow. Looking forward to seeing you then. Hope your journey is as uneventful as mine was. P.S. Sure is hot down here." Okay. While I get a good laugh out of reading that every time I do, I've read it to some churches twice. You know, about 10 people just right now just died from drug addiction. And in our next hour, 420 worldwide will die. If we concentrated on the city of Lyons, it would be gone in about, 13 hours? There would be no more Lyons. I did a Google search last week for another presentation on the cost of addiction, and I was just amazed. In Oregon alone, over 300,000 people suffer from it. So I live in the Eugene-Springfield area. That would be the entire area of Eugene and Springfield, and you might have to throw all the surrounding cities around and that would be how many people in Oregon suffer with an addiction or alcohol problem. In cost, money cost, $2 billion goes to substance abuse. $1.2 billion in criminal conduct. I thought this was interesting. Almost $1 billion in premature deaths. $500 million in medical costs. $300 million in services. $656 million in criminal justice. And the numbers are just staggering. They go on and on and on. And you think about what it does to the family life, how it tears families apart, how parents have to make hard choices. You know, they love their kids, but they've got to do the right thing, and it's hard. It tears them apart. Or, if you're a young child and you live in a family of addicted parents, the atmosphere you grow up in and the darkness it brings to you. I was an addict for over 20 years of my life, and I can remember situations that I don't like to remember. You know, going into families, doing drugs with them, with little kids just next door, in the room with just the room around the corner. But we serve a great big God. And while the world will say these guys are a bunch of addicts and are always going to be like that, 2 Corinthians 5:17 says different. It says that anyone who is in Christ is a new creation. The old man is gone and the new man has come. And today we have a bunch of new men in here, filled with the Spirit, ready to testify about what the Lord has done in their lives. And, you know, this is one of the highlights of my job. I get to come out and I watch these men come in, and they don't look good. They really don't. Their attitudes really suck. But if you watch over a period of time how the Lord moves on them, and they surrender to God, and the Spirit of the Lord takes over their lives, and they become new men. And that's what we're going to hear from today. So we're going to start with a little little bit called Reality Truth, I think it is, right? Am I right? And they should be already making their way up here. And I hope you enjoy what we have for you guys today.
What is reality? Reality is your mom going to prison when you were 13 and having nobody to come home to at night. What is reality? Reality is finding yourself so lost in a heroin addiction you had wondered how you got yourself so deep. What is reality? Reality is never making it to any family functions because you can't think past the next day, let alone the next hour. How do I know that's reality? Because that was my reality.
Reality is, for 21 years I've been a meth addict, for 18 IV user, and not caring, sharing needles and having unprotected sex, just not caring and on the brink of insanity. Reality of it is, for 10 years, 7 of it married with my wife, doing 2 prison sets of 30 months apiece, along with 10 60-day violations, leaving my wife numerous times over and over again, only thinking of myself, not caring about what my kids are doing. Along that way of 10 years, having 2 kids, spending a total maybe a year with my wife and my kids over the last 10 years. Reality of it is, 1988, spending the weekend with my mom, and her coming back to give my sister a curling iron, seeing her at the store saying, I love you, and going back to playing video games. 6 hours later, getting a call saying, my mom was raped, murdered, and beat to death. And how do I know that's reality? Because that's my reality.
What is reality? Reality is throwing away your education, your college scholarships, your career aspirations, your dreams, your goals, and ambitions, all because getting high sounds like more fun. Reality is getting convicted of robbery and going to prison after holding up a pharmacy in broad daylight just to feed your addiction to painkillers. Reality is hating yourself so much you try to take your own life multiple times by injecting and consuming massive quantities of lethal chemicals. Reality is waking up in a hospital bed again after overdosing for the 5th time, just to be shooting up more heroin minutes after leaving the hospital. Reality is being on the brink of insanity, paranoid and delusional, lost in a meth-induced psychosis, spending 15 years of your life out of touch and out of your mind. Too afraid to live life on life's terms, so you give up trying. How do I know that's reality? That was my reality.
But the truth is, my mother has 5 years clean today and is actively grounded with a strong faith in Jesus Christ. But the truth is, God is in the business of restoration. The platform has been set, and I have hope for the future. And the truth is, I'm present today. Present in last quarter's goal. Present in giving encouragement when needed. Like it says in Colossians 3, verse 8 to 13, but now is the time to get rid of all rage, anger, malice. Remove all filthy language from your mouth, since you have taken off the old self with the practice of the new in the image of our Creator. Now that's the truth.
The truth is, on March 11th of this year, my mom's birthday, I took a blood test and I'm HIV and Hep C free. The truth is, can I please have my beautiful wife stand up? The truth is that Through Teen Challenge and God and guys like Ralph that care, my wife has never missed a visit in 6 months. This is my first itineration, and she shows up early. I asked her last night, hey, it starts at 10:30. Well, can I come early? She shows up early, and through the power of God, she goes to school full-time. She's doing a 2-year degree and a 1-year with full-time mom and seeing me driving to Portland, everything, and she graduates November 27th to have a nursing degree. And... And the truth is, when I got my blood results back and praying to God that I have forgave the person that raped, murdered, and beat my mom to death because I don't want to go to jail for hating somebody, so I forgave that person. And it says in Psalms 25:5, lead me to the truth and teach me, for God, you are my salvation, and for you, I wait all day long. And that's my truth.
But the truth is, despite years of drug abuse and self-harm, God is healing my body and healing my mind and bringing restoration to my life and to the relationships I've damaged over the years. The truth is, God's unconditional love for me, even in the face of all my failures, is showing me how to love myself and to love the people around me. The truth is, because of God's grace, I have a hope and a future. And my past, no matter how bad, can now be used for good to help others who are also going through drug addiction. The truth is, I am not defined by my past and the mistakes I've made. My identity is in Christ, and I have been made new. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all has become new. And that's the truth. You've just heard the truth to our realities. So I challenge you today, find the truth to your own reality. And Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free.
To share a song I wrote with you guys. It's actually the first song I ever wrote down, and it means a lot to me because after I'd been in Teen Challenge a couple months, God started and is still doing some amazing things in my life, and so I wrote about it, so I'm just going to sing it for you.
You rescued me, you saved me from the darkness. You're blessing me in more ways than I'll ever know. You strengthen me with the joy you've put in my heart. You've forgiven me, you wash me white as snow. You're healing me. Each day I'm getting better. You're leading me. In you I long to stay. You've chosen me to be a light in this world. You're showing me you are the only way. So I will sing of your love, Lord Jesus. Yes, I will sing of your love. Your goodness, Lord, is beyond expression. So I will sing of your love. You're alive in me. I am a new creation. You're changing me. You're making all things new. You cherish me. I'm nothing without your love. You've given me a freedom only found in you. So I will sing of your love, Lord Jesus. Yes, I will sing of your love. Your mercy, Lord, is beyond comprehension. Still, I will sing of your love. Through all the things that I've done, in every place that I've been, you never left my side. You never left me. When I was covered in shame, when I was dead in my sin, you gave your life for mine. Jesus, you died for me. So I will tell of your love, Lord Jesus. Yes, I will tell of your love. Your life, your death, and your resurrection. You did it all for love. You did it all for love.
Thank you.
Starting to get familiar with these things now. Hello, my name is Andrew. Thanks for having me. I am honored to be here. I knew I was in a good spirit at church when I went into the bathroom and I seen all the fishing stuff in there. You know? I've been in a fishing magazine myself and I love fishing. I miss it. I need to do that some more. And then I met Pastor Tim. Pastor Tim. I said, Pastor Tim, that was my brother's name. I'm Andrew. And he goes, well, I had a brother named Andrew. I'm just like, man. This is the place to be, right? And then I met Linda. That was my mother's name. Yeah. So, as you can see, I made some notes because if I don't, I'm going to start preaching and then I get in trouble. Not really trouble, but the guys start hazing me and stuff. This is in my heart, so I'll just put that right there for now. So, I'm Andrew. I'm from Washington. I'm actually from California, Tennessee, Maine, South Carolina, and Philadelphia. Growing up as a kid, my impression of God was that he was oppressive because my earthly father's doctrine would often change. My parents divorced when I was 11 and through adulting, and my mother always pointing me to Jesus, I discovered that God is love. Through experience, I have lived a life full of successes and failures. I've been a landscape foreman for professional athletes. I've had a government job running heavy equipment. I've been a staff member at East Ridge Assembly of God in Issaquah, Washington. I've been married for 13 years and have three super cool, beautiful children, Lacey, Lucas, and Lindsay, and their ages are 21, 17, and 16. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be going to my daughter's graduation here in a few weeks. I talk to them every week. Yeah. God's restoring that. It's been very apparent to me that there's been a spiritual attack on my life and my sobriety. With three attempts at sobriety being faced with divorce, then it was my brother passing away, and then my mother passed away, which was very rough for me. Through an injury at work, and two parents addicted to drugs, divorce, stress, discouragement, circumstances, and choices, I found myself a year later in my own room in a highly active drug house involved in guns, counterfeit money, cars, trucks, sports cars, the cartel, and thousands of dollars worth of material things that don't matter, living in a violently unstable and demonic environment. I'm reminded of a particular morning, it was 6 a.m., and mind you, this was the fourth time that this had happened that year. My mother had found out the day before the cops came to the house, probably just to scout it out before they hit us again, told one of my friends to tell me that my mother had done a missing persons report on me and to get a hold of her. I hadn't talked to my kids. It had been a year. And I wake up to the sound of people yelling, "Raid." So I stand up, I look out the bedroom window, and across the street is my kids' school that they attend. Mind you, I haven't talked to them in a year, right? So I'm looking at my kids' school, and this was every day for me, right? Having to relive this heartbreak every day. What am I going to do with my life? What am I going to do? What have I done? And these guys are running. I hear a stun grenade go off. I didn't hear it. It's actually, it just disorientates you. Just like Saving Private Ryan, if you've ever watched that. And so I'm trying to put this in perspective for you. As these men in full camo with fully automatic weapons are running up the stairs and pointing their guns in my face and throwing me on the ground, a tear is coming out of my eye because I'm heartbroken at the idea that my kids think that their dad loves something more than them. Gosh. This brokenness had become another day at the office, as some would say. Through the love of God and the platform of Teen Challenge, I experienced a supernatural encounter and journey that changed my heart forever, based out of true repentance. So the repentance, so sometimes I notice that even our prayers can be selfish at times. And for the first time in my life, I prayed and asked for repentance from God, not because I felt sorry for myself and not because I felt sorry for my kids, which was very hard because I harbored that for a long time, but because I had broken my Heavenly Father's heart, honestly, because I'm a child of God. We all are, right? You know, and then I want to say something else. As that reminds me, and I had this enlightenment, just like God, first of all, we shouldn't be comparing ourselves to each other. We shouldn't be harboring offense. That's the bait of Satan. He wants to get offense in your heart, and then as that sits and resonates, it turns into bitterness, which is a hard one to break, right? But I'm reminded, God put in perspective to me, he says, you know what, I love your, if you have an enemy, I love your enemy as much on his worst day as I do you on your best day. This repentance, I'll share this experience with you because it changed my life forever. After I prayed this repentance to God, I'm being hit with these waves of love and grace, just like standing at the ocean shore, and they're just hitting you hard. Tears coming out of my eyes, uncontrollable tears coming out of my eyes, goosebumps like you wouldn't believe, better than any high I've ever felt in my life, and I've been high too much. I got this vision of Calvary, this dark, the hill, everything, just enough so I could see, and that God was showing me that, hey, this isn't just a story that your mother's raised you on all your life. This is actually real, you know? And this is something that I needed, and he knew I needed it. And it just, his timing was perfect because my heart had been being cultivated leading up to this point, right? He spoke to me about specifically pride and unforgiveness, and that our pride and our unforgiveness that we harbor for not only for other people but ourselves separates us from a genuine, authentic, true relationship with the Lord. He doesn't leave us, but it's almost like a block or a wall, right? And next I was told to, I was by the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, to simple. God's love is enormous, but what he wants for us, the way his approach for me is, it's really, because I complicate things so much, we complicate things so much in our mind. And God's really simple and practical every time I learn more about him. And It's just love your neighbor. It's just love God and love your neighbor. So he says, I am thinking, what do I do next? He says, just ask your roommate if he needs anything, and if he needs anything, give it to him. You know, go and tell your brothers what's happened here. The enemy tries to counter. There's lies and there's truths, right? And they counter each other. And the enemy was trying to tell me, don't share this stuff because people are going to, one, think you're crazy. Two, they're going to judge you. And three, they're going to expect you to be perfect. And you know you're not. It's all fear based. So I've done my preaching. I'm going to get back to the script. Let me break this down for you. I have come here to work on my prayer life. And through that, emotional comforts and distractions have been gently removed. Temporarily, I'm out in the middle of sheep pastures, and God has asked me to do two of the hardest things that I've ever done in my entire life, and that's to surrender to Him and to trust Him. Through those efforts, God is showing me what it's like to be dependent on Him now. And not on the instability of life, which is setting me free from slavery and the pattern of responding to discouragement and allowing it to lead me back to my addiction. Setting me free from leaning on my own understanding. The more I pray, the stronger my relationship gets. I celebrate this through worship. And whenever my mind starts to stray, or I start to feel doubt, discouragement, or fear, He reminds me that not only is He with me, but that He lives in me. And that nothing, no past, no pain, no sin, and no shame can separate us from the life-changing, life-giving, amazing, relentless, unstoppable love of God. The verse that I have for this season in my life is Jeremiah 29:13. And it reads, "And you will pray, and I will listen to you, and you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart." Thank you.
Thanks, Eric. Dustin? Thank you, Andrew. Hey, he didn't go too long. He could do the whole service. The kind of guy he is, which is good. I see a big future for him, serving the Lord. All right, next we're going to present an opportunity or a way you guys could support us through the student sponsorship. We have a little video to play. And afterwards, Greg is going to come up and talk about what having sponsors really means to him and the joy it brings to the program. A lot of these guys have nobody when they come in that cares for them. And through student sponsorship, people they don't even know write letters to them, send them gifts, and it means a lot to them. So we'll do a video on the presentation of what it is, and Greg will talk about it. And I think we have time for another testimony, which I didn't put on the schedule. If you guys are good. I think we're running a little fast, so Jerry? After Greg, come on up. Yeah. Jerry. Yeah, you got to be ready at a moment's notice when you work in Teen Challenge. I remember when I was a student, I went through the Southern California Teen Challenge program, and I was like 2 weeks into it, and the microphone got handed to me, and I almost had a heart attack. I really did. But you learn how to overcome that, and Jerry's got a great story. And now I'm going long. Go ahead.
Pacific Northwest Adult and Teen Challenge is a faith-based drug and alcohol recovery program with the power to change lives.
When I was a teenager, I was rebellious and started using drugs experimentally, which ultimately led to a 13-year addiction to opiates. After countless tries to quit on my own and get my life back, I decided to enroll myself into Adult and Teen Challenge in Portland. I've learned that God forgives us no matter what. He has amazing grace. And ultimately, He forgives you for everything. I now have high hopes for my future, I have my life back, and a great career opportunity ahead of me.
Graduating from Adult and Teen Challenge is not an easy accomplishment. This is a life-changing discipleship program. Our students are faced with spiritual battles on a daily basis, and every encouragement makes a difference. We want to invite you to be a part of their success. We want to invite you to become a student sponsor. When you sponsor a student at Adult and Teen Challenge, you're partnering with an individual who is becoming a new creation. When you sign up, we will assign you to one of our students and send you a photo and profile of the student that you will be sponsoring. Every few months, you will receive an update about your student's progress so you can continue to pray for them and see that beyond your financial support, you are helping to change their life. You'll have opportunities to meet and encourage your student at Adult and Teen Challenge events. And when your student completes the program, you will receive a personal invitation to attend and celebrate at their completion ceremony. Most of all, we urge you to write and encourage your student. Your letters will remind them that someone cares and that their community supports them. Your prayers will help move the mountains in their path and help them stay focused on their journey towards freedom. Many students say that the letters and notes they received gave them hope and encouragement at just the right time.
The first time I received a card from my sponsor was on a day that I was ready to give up and quit the program. Reading that card gave me the encouragement I needed to stay in the program and keep going. Knowing that people were out there praying for me besides just my family gave me the encouragement to press on.
The cost to provide housing, counseling, and other recovery services to a student in our program is over $2,500 each month. Most students could never afford to pay that out of pocket. So our ministry is supported by gifts from friends and family, our vocational training programs, and the generous support of donors like you. For $35 per month, you can sponsor a student and your entire gift will help provide recovery services to your student. By committing just $35 a month, you can help to change the life and future of a Teen Challenge student. To become a student sponsor, simply fill out a sign-up form or give us a call to start supporting a student at your local Adult and Teen Challenge campus today.
Good morning, church family. Man, we are so excited to be here, guys. We just want to thank you for blessing us and giving us this opportunity to share about Teen Challenge. God's in the business of restoration. I'm just going to say it right now, okay? I've been in the program for 11 months, and I see guys as myself come in the program just completely broken, lost. It's like all the hope that was ever there is just gone, and it's dissipated. We come in broken, we come in lost, we come in confused, we come in not knowing what we want, we come in knowing that we need help, and that's what we're doing. That's what Teen Challenge is doing, through God, because of God. And it's kind of like this, like, they kind of set this hook in our mouth, right? And we think that we're coming there for a drug problem, you know what I mean? Because we have a substance abuse problem. But really, that's just the hook right there. They hook us in the mouth, they get us in the program, and what the reason that the Teen Challenge is bringing us there for is to be to maximum service to God and the kingdom. Right? And that's what's happening. So I want to share a little bit about the student program, what it's meant to me, and really what it's about. So my name is Greg, and I've been in the program for 11 months. I graduate in 3 weeks. It's been quite a journey, and I'm very, very excited. God's put a lot of hope in my life today. I don't think the same that I used to think before I came in the program 11 months ago. And So the program is a very well-structured program. It is a discipline program, and we can take true honor in that because God disciplines those he loves, right? Yes, yes, he does. And, you know, so I think the church needs encouragement today. I think these students in Teen Challenge need encouragement. We do. You know, when you wake up, you can easily get caught up in the TC grind, going through the motions, lining up for roll call, going to class, doing what you're supposed to be doing. And like we're kind of missing some things in there. And I just want to share with you guys a couple things that one of my sponsors, he just wrote, this guy, Keith, he's absolutely amazing. Every week, week in and week out, I get a card every Wednesday. I don't know how, he must send it on a certain day and I get it every Wednesday, it's crazy. And I'm not sure this other guy that writes me and I get a card on every Wednesday from him, I think that they're friends or something like that because it always starts out like this. Another week has gone by and you are another week closer to your goal of completion. Praise his name. What a great job you're doing by putting one foot in front of you and sticking to your personal commitment of completion. I'm so encouraged by you when I come to the center and events and you talk to me. I love that. Thanks. This week I want to share a verse. And he always shares a really good verse. You guys know that verse that I shared on my reality truth? It's Colossians 3, verse 8 to 13. That was actually a verse that he shared with me that just it hit me one day. And I was like, that's my verse. So that's my new memory verse. Being a student sponsor is so much more than $35 a month. Okay, when you can come along the side of a student and say, I believe in this program, I believe the Lord is going to redeem these guys, I believe that there's going to be real true restoration here, and you get to watch the transformation take place. I mean, the $35, it's, you know, we're not a government-funded program because we won't take one thing out of the equation. Jesus. And we believe Jesus has the answers to all that we don't, to everything that we need help and need restoration. We need God's the creator. We need the healing of a new mind. I pray this all the time. Father, you're the creator. Create me a new mind. Create me a new heart. Let the words that I save you from you. Because the old Greg, he needed a savior. He needed something more, purpose, to wake up for the day and to move on. So I encourage you guys, if you guys are feeling moved at all to want to be a part of the student sponsorship program, you can come talk to Ralph. If you did decide you wanted to get part of the student sponsorship program, you would get a pamphlet like this. Real simple, fill it out, and it only takes a couple minutes. And then even today, you'd have an opportunity to meet your new student. Let me show you guys this right here. So this is my best friend. This is my handsome friend, David, right here. David, can you stand up real quick? Okay, this is what's so cool about this. You guys decided you guys want to join the student sponsorship program. You would get a packet today, and it has David's beautiful face. You could hang it up on the refrigerator. Okay, and you can look at his beautiful face and it can be a reminder to pray for David every day. Or if you don't want to look at him, you can just turn it around too and there's nothing on the backside. So thank you guys for blessing us and giving us this opportunity to come out. Jerry, you're up next, my friend.
Good morning. I had no clue I was doing this. None whatsoever. But I was here last year and gave my testimony. So I'm not going to go too much into my past, but I'll go into a little bit for those that weren't here. I went through a lot of abuse when I was a baby. I was tied to my crib and left for days at a time. I was starved to death. I went through some severe abuse, so I had some serious issues growing up. They thought I was borderline autistic. I don't think that, but they said that. I've lost three people very close to me, to suicide. My father, my uncle, and a second cousin. We were all really close. I came into Teen Challenge because my stepmom came to me and said, I do not want to lose you the way I lost your father. And that broke me. That broke me. That brought me into Teen Challenge. I went through the program, finished, graduated, did an internship, was staff even at Teen Challenge, and then I ended up having a heart attack and I had to have a double bypass surgery. So I ended up losing my job and I went back to Portland and relapsed. It only took two weeks for me to relapse because I went right back into where I was had come from. So I came back to Teen Challenge and I did a restoration, did an 8-month restoration process, and I'm doing another internship right now. And I realized this time that God has given me the best gift anybody could ever have, and that's a big heart. When I was a kid and when I was a young adult, always thought, that's a weakness. If you have a big heart, that's a weakness. Teen Challenge showed me that's not true. That's the best gift you could ever have. The restoration I see in these guys' lives, Ben, you and your wife, it's amazing. It brings tears to my eyes, honestly. It's awesome to see these guys come in, broken, half dead, and then watch them come to a new creation in Christ. It's amazing. It's really amazing. And I get to see it every day. It's the best thing, the best feeling, best everything that I could ever have in my life. And Teen Challenge, it's all because of Teen Challenge. All of it. And God. You can't do nothing without Him. He's just, Teen Challenge is a tool. Thank you.
Thank you, Gerald. That was awesome, man. This next song I'd like to share with you guys, I think it's pretty fitting because you guys are the lighthouse in Lyons. And this is a song about shining light, so it's actually what it's called, Shine Your Light. So I hope you like it. Shine, shine, shine your light. You took all my darkness and made it bright. Though the sorrow may last all through the night, Lord, I know you'll make everything. Lord, I give to you my life. I'm not afraid any longer. Through all the pain and all the strife, in your love I'm growing stronger. Shine, shine, shine your light. I once was blind, but you restored my sight. Condemned by addiction, you overturned the conviction. You set me free when I was dead. Making me into who I really am, and I'm not bound by the things I've done. My sins washed away by the blood of the Lamb. A new creation I have become.
Jesus, you are my soul's delight.
Thank you.
Does he? Isn't he a talented young man? We had a talent show last year, and he came and whipped out Beethoven's Fifth or something like that on the piano. We're like, oh my God, I lost my place here. Okay, Colossians, I'm going to read Colossians 1, 26 through 27. This is out of the Passion Version. There is a divine mystery, a secret surprise that has been concealed from the world for generations. But now it's being revealed, unfolded, and manifested for every holy believer to experience. Living with you, within you is the Christ who floods you with the expectation of glory. This mystery of Christ, embedded within us, becomes a heavenly treasure of hope filled with the riches of glory for his people. And God wants everyone to know it. We come here today, and I know we've talked about some dark things, but that's all to reveal the glory of the big God we serve. He overlooks all that stuff. I know all of us have things in our past that maybe we are not proud of, but God doesn't care. He just asks for you to come to him, open your heart to him, and ask for forgiveness. And if you or anybody you know is struggling with some kind of addiction or alcoholism, let them know that. Let them know that there's a big God ready to take their hand and help them through it. So I can't thank you enough, Pastor, for having us here today. And I hope you guys have enjoyed our little presentation.